This podcast contains content that may be disturbing to some listeners. Check the episode description for more details and resources. And as always, take care of yourself. Terry took a few weeks off work after Kim died, which meant he spent a lot of time coming into Brooklyn, trying to get out of the house that so painfully recalled his life with her. At one point, he showed us the budget for the cost of the funeral, and I realized why Kim hadn't wanted to take an ambulance to the hospital in the end. He cried a lot at first, and then less. He debated moving back to Charleston to be with family, but didn't want to move away from the support he had here and from where he'd been with Kim. Some days he sat almost catatonic, and I made him tea and forced him to eat something. Some days he talked about her nonstop.
She had to leave college for a while, after the cancer came back a second time. She was 20. When she went back, she started working at Sammy's part-time, and my friends and I went one night. We were both 27, and I was the DD, so I sat at the bar and got ready to order a virgin something or other. Probably a Mai Tai. And then I saw her. I mean, I never believed in love at first sight, but she was just so, you know?
I nodded. We were sitting at the kitchen table in my apartment. Zora was at work, Marina with Shauna for the day.
I ordered my drink and she laughed at me. She actually laughed. She said something like, you don't want that one, you want this. And she made me a virgin hurricane instead. I never ordered anything else after that. She taught me how to make it later.
I know. You made it for us.
I went back to the bar a few more times with my friends and offered to DD more than I probably would have otherwise. Sometimes she wasn't there, but I kept going back just so I could talk to her when she was. Finally, she was like, so when are you going to ask me out?
That sounds like Kim.
We dated for a long time. She didn't know if she wanted to get married. A lot of that was because she didn't want someone else to deal with the cancer if it ever came back. When she said yes, I don't know how I ever convinced her.
She loved you. She wanted to marry you.
So lost without her, Sadie. What do I have? What do I have to live for now?
So many people would tell him to live on for Kim. I knew that. I didn't want to tell him that. At some point, he'd have to move on. Not yet, but someday. And he had us to live for. But I knew I'd had so many people I loved before Asher died, and I'd still gone off the deep end, literally. So instead I said,
you live for you.
I squeezed Terry's hand and got up to answer the door. Marina ran past Shauna and hugged me around the legs.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Bunny. Did you have a nice time?
Yeah. Mama Shauna taught me to get ice cream, too. Uncle Terry!
Hey, Bunny.
He scooped my giggling daughter up in his arms and smiled for the first time in weeks.
I'd forgotten the wraps again, but it turns out you can get them at the boxing gym. I picked up my gloves and got ready to leave the locker room when a woman with thick blonde hair and a pink sports bra approached me.
You're Kim's friend, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
I saw you here with her once. I'm Claudia.
All right, from the bathroom. Sadie.
How is Kim, by the way? I heard she was sick and I haven't seen her in a while.
She died.
Oh.
A few weeks ago.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
Yeah. I don't really box. I just thought, I mean, she always said it was good for you, and
it is. It built some great muscle.
Mostly she was talking about endorphins, I think. I have depression. I was hospitalized this past year, and I thought I'd give it a shot.
Oh, well, good luck.
She turned around and scurried away. I sat back down on the bench and exhaled. Feelings bumped up against each other in my brain. Embarrassment. Exhilaration. Kim's voice in the back of my mind asked me who cared anyway, and suddenly, the embarrassment vanished. Just like that.
I didn't expect her, but Kate had come, and she was standing at my door.
What are you doing here?
You weren't answering my phone calls.
It's been a rough couple of weeks.
Erin told me about your friend. May I come in?
Briefly, I considered telling Kate about Lily and revenge. That Erin had asked her out finally and she had said yes. Instead, I opened the door wider and she followed me into the kitchen. We sat at the table, diagonal from each other.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thanks.
Is Marina with her, birth mom today?
She's with Zora. They're at the mall.
Well, why didn't you go?
Marina's trying to surprise me for my birthday. October.
I know when your birthday is. I remember.
What is it with you and Shauna anyway?
Who?
Marina's birth mom. Why do you hate the idea of Marina seeing her so much?
I guess I think if you want Marina to see her birth mom so much, maybe you regret not knowing yours?
I never thought about it that way.
Oh, I just thought maybe.
I promise it's not about that.
You and Erin always used to say that. It's not about you. I tried the best I could. And
I know.
He's looking for his birth parents. Did you know that?
It doesn't mean he loves you less.
I know. I am trying, Sadie. With both of you. Is there anything you want to say?
Like,
I don't know. You always tell me I do all the talking.
I guess I just never thought about it as the same. You adopted us so young and you didn't even know who my birth parents were.
But you never.
No. No, you were enough parent for me to handle.
I suppose that's fair.
Oh, no. I guess it's also that you adopted because you couldn't have kids. Like, biologically. And I could, but, you know, fell in love with someone else who doesn't make sperm.
I really do love Zora, for the record.
Yeah.
And I really am sorry about your friend, Sadie.
I blinked back tears and Kate squeezed my hand. I let her.
Me too.
Zora held onto my arm as we walked through the gravestones. Some of them were surrounded by family plots. Others sat alone. We kept walking until we got to a small gray stone with just one date from the year before. Asher Goldman Walker. I sat on my knees in front of the stone and placed the daisies we brought on it. The florist we'd gone to had tried to tell us all about which flowers represent death and life and love and all that, but in the end, we picked the daisies because they were there, and they were beautiful. Zora kneeled beside me.
I think he would have liked them.
He wouldn't have known what to do with them. He would have been one. Did you come here a lot?
Sometimes. When you were admitted. The 6-month anniversary. Sometimes when I worried he might be lonely.
Did you bring Marina?
I wanted to wait for you to do that. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to go away so you can talk to him?
No. Don't leave.
I leaned forward and put a hand on the stone. It was warm under the sun, cool in the spots where the leaves provided their shade.
I love him.
Me too. He would have been proud of you too. Or he would have been once he was old enough.
I love you.
We stayed that way for a while, holding each other in front of Asher's grave. At some point, long after my knees started to ache and we'd both run out of tears, we stood, wiping our sorrow from each other's faces. We linked hands and together, we walked home.